Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Welcome back in. Mike Bowe, the commissioner, Gordon Robinson, hanging out. Dylan, back in our Midtown studios, keeping us on the air. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us here on a Falcons Friday. The Falcons do not play until Monday Night Football, but we are keeping you up to date on all things Atlanta Falcons against Buffalo Bills. You heard from Zach Robinson just a minute ago. We're live at the Publix at Buckhead Landing, 3300 Piedmont Road. We are being treated like kings. My dad, I told you this. My dad worked at a grocery store for 43 years. At no point in my life have I ever been treated this well at a grocery store.
Dude.
And I spent a lot of time there.
So during the break, she brought us three different types of popcorn.
Dude.
This is, I think it was a cherry-flavored popcorn. Cherry pink. It's really good, actually. I like cherry stuff anyways. And then there's a caramel and cheddar popcorn. So it's a mixture, which is, I mean, I'm a huge fan of cheddar. And caramel's kind of like a classic.
I've already hit my caloric
but
intake.
Hold on.
I can't stop.
This is an Oreo-flavored popcorn.
Yeah.
Like
that's the one I got in front of me.
I know. I got all three in front of me. And I'm
solid.
The little guy here.
Solid.
I'm the, yeah. So unbelievable. Solid. There's literally a bar right behind us, or right in front of us, I should say. I tweeted a picture out.
I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to talk about this real quick. We're going to do NFL. We're going to get to Thursday Night Football here in just a second. A lot of thoughts coming from that game last night. But they do this thing here called the Tap Takeover every third Friday of the month. It says it features local breweries from throughout Metro Atlanta where the breweries just come in and get 5 to 8 taps. They've already got a couple on the schedule. Looks like next week, Boston Beer Company and then ATL Hard Cider in November. Like, let's go.
Oh, wow.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
They got the little growler right there.
I will be back.
I wonder if I can just snag a growler on the way out.
Can you imagine, you live, like, next door to here, and your wife is like, hey, where are you going? You're like, I'm just running up to Publix real quick. You know what I mean?
And not come
and
back.
You come here, you get a growler. You throw the game on the TV, and you're like, yeah, I'm sorry, I just had to run a couple errands.
Well, and then you know how in bars when you go to, guys go outside to smoke, so they'll lean their chair forward?
Yeah.
Well, in here, you lean your chair forward, and you walk over to get a pizza, and then you come back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Then
that lady just looked at us crazy because she's picking out tomatoes, and she's like, what are they talking about?
Yeah, I love it, man. It's such a good time here at the Publix. Like we said, Publix, Buckhead Landing, 3300 Piedmont Road, Northeast, having a great time this morning, kind of getting this thing off the ground on a Falcons Friday.
Yeah, don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 90% of the Game on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn radio apps. It's all free. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Literally, when I was down in Dolphin Island, I was listening to Carl and Mike on the Odyssey app when I was going to the local store for beer.
There you go. Dylan, let's go in the huddle. All right, a couple of thoughts coming off Thursday Night Football. You had the Eagles at the Giants. The Eagles were 4-1 going into this game. The Giants were 1-4 going into this game. Guess what? The Giants handled business. And I mentioned this going into the break. The Eagles came out on fire. I think the first carry was 18 yards. The second carry, 12 yards for Saquon. Both out of the pistol. Both running, kind of a mid-zone, wide-zone concept with cutbacks. It was like, oh, man, look at this offensive line. And then it's like from that point on, the Giants kind of dug their heels in. Like they made a stop right there, forced them to punt the ball. The Eagles did have a couple of, big plays in the game. Don't get it wrong. They actually took the lead at one point. But Jackson Dart and this offense just proved to be a little too much. And I want to talk about Jackson Dart for a second because you brought this up when we got here and we talked about it earlier in the show. Jackson Dart gets taken off to the sideline to be checked for concussion-like symptoms. He's in the tent. and Brian Daboll did not like it. He chewed out the trainer, chewed out some other doctor on the sideline, talking about getting his player back on the field.
Yeah, and he's getting some criticism a little bit. And look, what he was doing was he was just trying to figure out the timeline. And he was trying to figure out the timeline because he wanted to know if he could take a timeout and go for it. He was trying to kind of, you know, put this game out of reach, right?
Yeah.
And you got Russell Wilson out there skipping balls down the field.
Yeah.
And so he was trying, but he talked about it, and he was like, I just want to know what to do. You cannot be upset with Brian Daboll here. It wasn't like he was saying, I don't care if he's hurt, put him back out there. What he was doing was he's like, how long is this going to take? Are we almost – is he fine? What he was trying to get some guidance. Now, was he animated? Yeah. Was he over the top? Probably. But Brian Daboll is coaching for his job. He just lost a game he couldn't lose last week, really. And so this is a big game. Get you to 2-4. It's a division game. It's your rival. It's Thursday night football.
I'd like to know exactly who he was talking to. Because if that is the – you know, they have independent doctors on the sideline.
Yeah, he was talking to his team doctor.
Talking to the team doctor.
The team physician.
My point being is that, like, that cover – like, I don't think the NFL is going to take this lightly. If you saw Jonathan Gannon get fined $100K for chewing out his player and hit him in the chest, chewing out a doctor on a sideline when a player's getting checked for concussion, bro, that's not going to go over lightly with Roger Goodell. There's no doubt.
Here's the deal. Bad look, yeah. You don't
– Do I blame him? No.
I need to hear the doctor and say, what did he say to you? Was it at any point he told you to get him in, back in? Like, I just can't take it lightly that you just say, I'm finding him because I didn't like the interaction. I want my coach to know what's going on with my team and coach on the sideline. I wanted him to know. And according to what he's saying, he's like, look, I wanted his blank out there if he was okay. But I wanted the process, like, were we getting ready to go for it on potential fourth down? I would have burned a timeout if he could have came out there. So he's saying, I was asking, how long is it going to take?
Yeah, that's his thoughts on the injury. I do want to let you guys hear from Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo on the injury situation.
I was trying to save the trainer from Jackson.
trying to get out of there.
Trying to get out.
Get you out. What did your head coach say to you when you got a chance to get out of the tent and regroup and go back out there?
He said, are you good? I said, hell yeah.
you know what I respected about that? I respected the vet move of stretching your leg and acting like it was your knee.
That's the first thing we noticed, bud.
Okay, young man.
We all know that one.
Oh, man, there you go with the Amazon Thursday Night Prime crew right there talking to him about the vibes are immaculate with these two right now, with these two rookies and Brian Daboll. What a massive win for that for that franchise.
Imagine if they get Malik Nabers back next year and these two guys are a little bit more seasoned and maybe Brian Daboll's still there.
Yeah.
And, you know, because their defense is absolutely – they got studs all over their defense.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys forget where Brian Burns went. He's up there. Abdul Carter is up there.
Yeah, Kayvon
Thibodeau is up there. Who's the big nose tackle, big defensive lineman that –
I'm drawing a blank.
It's not Dexter Lawrence, right?
Yeah.
He's up there. They've got some freaking players up there. Also, I text Hugh Douglas, who used to obviously do this show. I used to produce him. He's doing radio in Philly these days. I said, dude, Godspeed.
Yeah.
Doing Philadelphia radio today after what happened to the Phillies and the Eagles. I mean, that dude – that has got to be a very angry, angry sports fan city right now.
I will say this, too, and kind of finishing up on this game. Philly's offense was built around the tush-push yesterday. They were not good for a lot of this game, and they went tush-push on four straight plays. And I got to be honest, as much as I love watching football and love watching the Eagles and love Jalen Hurts, I almost turned it off. I was like, this is not watchable. That has to be something the NFL is going to take into account this offseason when, once again, we're having the conversation about whether or not to ban the tush push. It's just – I don't care that they do it better than anybody else. It's not watchable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's also, to me, it's not just about them doing it better. I feel like it's becoming an illegal play because the offensive guards are moving.
Yeah.
They're taking off before the ball is snapped. How is that legal? It's not legal in any other run play.
Yeah.
You know, and Jalen Hurts had 7 carries for 13 yards last night. 4 of them were in a row in the tush push. Real quickly, the other thing I would say, they only ran for like 73 yards last night. If Philly can't win.
Dude, I'm telling you, 30 of those were on the first two plays.
Yeah, so if they can't run the football, and that's what, and that's the players we just talked about.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Dylan, I'm going to skip ahead real quick. We're going to play this. I want to play this Chip Kelly cut before we go to break. Pete Carroll was asked after the game this past weekend about the play call, and he's like, we need to run more play action. We need to, you know, find more balance. We need to do different things. Well, Chip Kelly actually stepped up to the podium yesterday, and he was asked about Pete Carroll's comments.
Chip, yesterday Pete said in order to help get Geno in a rhythm, he said that you guys need to run the ball more and incorporate more play action into the offense. Do you feel that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, that's what our game plan is every game, unless you get into, you know, we talked about it in the Chargers game. When you get into the second half, that skews. But, you know, we had 25 attempts last week in the game. There was real balance in the first half of the football game when it was a close game. I think it gets out of hand. So when you look at some of the numbers, I think we had 25 rushing attempts and 36 passing attempts at the end of the day. But in the first half, it was really even.
Do you think that's fair? Do you think it's fair for Pete to say that? And do you think that's a fair response from Chip Kelly? Chip Kelly is not a well-liked person from a lot of people. But I thought it was actually – I thought he kept his tongue in his mouth. I thought he was like, you know what, man, I'm not going there yet.
I think he was honest. That's our game plan every week. Like, I think there was some honesty in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's fair. Look.
I think it was fair of Pete to say.
I do,
I think
too.
That was a fair response by Chip, which I didn't expect.
Here's the deal. Chip Kelly has made it – he will never be a head coach in NFL again, I don't think.
He's
pretty much said he doesn't want to be a head coach in college, and so he wants to be an OC, and he loves coaching football. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So Chip Kelly's role is he's kind of, this is his lot in life. He really can't go out and start, you know, basically cutting his head coach, right?
Yeah.
In front of the media, because then he'll have no job.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. All right, we do got to go to break. And a reminder, this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. When we come back, we are going to talk more about college football in the NFL. We've got some picks to make against the spread in lieu of Man Up Monday, which will be coming up on Monday, obviously. And then we're going to get to a Fair or Foul Friday hosted by Dylon. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift. We're live from the Publix at Buckhead Landing at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.